Oh, it's very valuable. You get to, know what the one safety is. You get to hear them communicate so they make sure you're in the right thing. You out there with, you know, some of the same guys you are, like rookies. You know, everybody trying to learn, so everybody don't know as well. But when you with the ones, they know everything, so you make sure you're in the right spot.
Craig, watching your game, compete. I mean, you're like at your spot, everybody gets beat from time to time, but you come right back and not worry about getting somebody's face and competing. Is that something you consciously think about, or is that just your natural style?
I think it's just a natural reaction. If you're a cornerback, you got to learn how to forget, because you're going to get beat. That's just the nature of the game. Even the greatest giving up touchdowns. And you just got to go to the next play. Just let it get behind you.
What was it like going up against those Chargers receivers and then, getting a different look? You're not going against the same guys every time, and you kind of have to be disciplined and know what's going to come ahead of time.
Definitely, it's a little transition because you're getting used to your guys. We didn't watch a lot of film on the Chargers because that's not it wasn't a regular season game, so you didn't get the feel for them. But, just going against the other guys and getting to compete, tackle other guys, it make a big difference.
Do you store away those times when maybe the receiver gets a catch? Do you try to erase that, or do you just try to? You get a lot of interceptions in practice. Do you store those away, or how do you approach it all the same way?
I approach it all the same way. While you make a play, you get an interception, you got to go on to the next play, because they might throw the ball at you again, and that's what's going to happen. You get beat, they still going to come to you. So you just got to, let that get behind you.
Can you say your position, you have to be able to handle the ups and downs? Do you think you've been able to do that, too, in terms of the first 2 weeks? You get an opportunity to get some work with the ones, and then maybe Devon and Sam and Jared are the guys that are getting a little more work with the ones, and now you're back there again.
No doubt. You just whatever coach asks you to do, just be ready to do it. And that's the mindset you got to go with. You never know. Anybody can go down. Just like quarterbacks. If one person go down, the next quarterback got to come in. And that's just how you got to approach the game. You got to study just how they study and know exactly what they know just in case you have to go in.